Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fat Man Little Trails, the podcast where everyone is invited on this journey. I'm your host, Greg, the Fat Man. I also have created fatmanlittletrails.com and host that and this podcast. I want to thank everybody for all the support over the last year or so on the podcast and the website. It's been great, and it's been really great getting to know all of you. If you want to support the podcast, you can always click on that link in my bio, and there is a chance to support with a monthly donation. And that would be much appreciated to help me keep bringing this great content to you. Also, if you really, really enjoy this content, make sure whatever podcast platform you're on, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever you found it, I'm on about 15 of them. So wherever you found it, go ahead and share it and like it and let other people know about it so they can come find this wonderful, wonderful content that I bring you every couple weeks or so. Well, we made it. 2022 is here. We can close the book on 2021. A lot of people are happy to see 2021 go. A lot of people have erased 2020 and 2021 from our collective memories, but I think it's important to go back. I think at the beginning of the year, especially, you know, we're here in January, and at the beginning of the year, so many people are focused on resolutions and what they're going to do better in the upcoming year and what they're going to plan on doing. And then by about January 18th, they've lost all of those resolutions and they're back to living their old lives. So I think it's important to go back and look at the accomplishments that you've done in the previous year before you start planning to move forward on the next year. A lot of the times when I go and I'll hike a mountain and I'll get to a peak or I'll get to like the high point that I'm going to get to for that day, I always like to look down. I always look down and see where I've come from, because I think it's more, you know, if you're always just looking forward and you're just kind of looking to at the next step forward, you don't think about how far you've come. And I think that's something that's really important. And, I know it's helped me in hiking, just knowing that I've had these little victories along the way, or, you know, I might be dog tired by the time I get up to the top. And then I look down, I'm like, well, of course, that's why I'm tired, because I just, you know, hiked up 2,000 feet or whatever it is. So I think it's important to look back. So I wanted to take a quick second to look back over 2021 and some of the accomplishments that I had. I'd love to talk about all of your accomplishments, but it's my podcast and I'm the only one here, so I guess I'm going to talk about mine. First of all, 542 miles that I hiked in 2021, which is good. It's a little bit down from 2020, but still, it's a good, anytime you get over 500 miles, it's pretty impressive. In those 542 miles, I had 95,219 feet of elevation gain. And that's a lot. That was, I felt pretty much every step of that, and I still feel every step of those 95,000 feet. But it's one of the things living in Colorado, like there's very few hikes that are flat. There's very few hikes that are, you know, under a couple hundred feet of elevation gain. If you find them, nobody wants to do them, because out here the point of hiking is to get higher up. So pretty much every hike that I did had some elevation gain to it. A lot of the hikes in the national parks and stuff, those were a little bit flatter depending on where I was, and we'll talk about those in just a little bit. With that, 242 hours of moving. So, you know, I started as a fat guy. I'm still a fat guy, but now I'm an active fat guy. So that, I think, is a little bit underrated. I think people, you know, there's fat people who are just, don't move a lot. And then there's me, who I used to be a fat guy who didn't move at all. And now I'm a fat guy who moves. I haven't lost all the weight, but at least I'm trying to be a little bit more active. And I feel a whole lot better because of that. From both a mental and physical standpoint, I think getting out and exercising, even just the little hikes that I've done, is definitely something that benefits people. And I talk a ton about that on the website, which we'll talk about in a little bit as well. I also want to talk about some of the national parks. In 2021, I really made an effort to get out to some extra national parks, and I saw some really cool stuff, and I want to go through the list here. Petrified Forest National Park, Grand Canyon, Meteor Crater, which is a national monument, not a national park. Horseshoe Bend, which again is a national monument, not a national park. Colorado National Monument, which by the name is a national monument. And then I saw Great Sand Dunes National Park. I did Arches. I did Canyonlands. I did Capitol Reef, Bryce Canyon, and Rocky Mountain National Park, which is kind of my home park. It's about an hour and a half away from me, so I spend a lot of time up there. The country is absolutely beautiful. And if you have a chance to get out to some of these national parks, I highly recommend it. I know there's some in pretty much every state, and something that hopefully will be close to you wherever you are if you're listening in the U.S. I know I have some viewers from across the pond, but if you're in the United States and you have a chance to get to a national park, they're so unique, they're so beautiful, and they're so, just to get into the middle, if you're in the middle of a city or something where you live, or a suburb, and then to get out just a few miles, just out into nature, and then you walk into whatever the national park is, like Meteor Crater National Monument, is like a mile down crater. It's what they used to shoot the Thor movies, or the first Thor movie, where the hammer landed, if you are a Marvel fan. Grand Canyon, obviously awesome, but like even some of the less popular ones, like Capitol Reef, turned out to be one of my favorite national parks, even though it's the least popular of the Utah national parks. And that's going to be part of the hike of the week coming up in a little bit. But like Great Sand Dune is just a giant sand dune in the middle of the mountains in Colorado. So they're so unique. Petrified Forest with the petrified trees, although that one wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought Petrified Forest would be, I'm thinking back to the role-playing games and the Legend of the Elves movies or whatever those are called, I thought I would be walking through a forest of these tall petrified trees and all that, but really it was just like kind of rocks in the shape of wood on the ground. So that was my least favorite of all of them. But within that park, they have the Painted Desert loop, which is just these beautiful pink and red and white mountains and cliffs that are kind of across, maybe 5 miles away from you, and you just look at them, and it's beautiful. It's something you don't see, and the desert down there in Arizona and New Mexico is, it's gray, it's monotone, it's not the prettiest thing in the world to drive through. And then you get into this area and there's just these painted rocks and painted mountains and cliffs, and it's just, that's fascinating. But then to continue on to the Petrified Forest, I was expecting, these huge, 900 foot trees of just petrified glass, and no, it was, they were just laying on the ground like rocks. But anyways, the point is, there's so much beauty and so much wonderful parks in America that if you have a chance to get out to a national park, maybe that's a good goal for you. A good resolution or goal this year in 2022 would be to get to see more national parks. If you're in a place like me that has a lot of them, or they're close enough that you can go to a lot, the park district or the National Parks Agency has a yearly pass that can get you into multiple parks, and it's a wonderful deal if you're going to do a lot of different parks, or if you're going to go to one more often than just one time. I think in Rocky Mountain it's like $35 to get in per day per car, and then a yearly pass is $75, and I went up there, or $85 I think might be now, and I went up there a handful of times this year, maybe 10 times this year, so I don't know why anybody would pay for that day pass unless maybe they're just going once. But anyways, so it was a really good year in that regard of me getting out and being more active, which is always a goal. This is going to be a very about me podcast, so I apologize for that, but for those of you who like hearing about other people, this, you'll love this one. Another thing that I started this podcast, and most of my focus is on my website, or it had been for the last year and a half, and then I decided to start a podcast. And I never really explained to people who only know me from the podcast about my website. And last year was a really good year on the website. I got over 14,000 visitors to fatmanlittletrail.com. On the website is basically my journey over the last 2 years. I do trail reviews. I do gear reviews. I have a page called a thoughts page that has kind of all my creative writing stuff. And there's a section called Fat Man's Ramblings, where I just kind of, the funny thoughts that come into your head when you're hiking in the middle of the woods. The most recent post is one about me trying to snowshoe. I've done it twice now, and both times I've gotten myself on the ground. it's interesting. I'm 5'6" 5'5" 5'6" so not the tallest guy in the world, and I have a pair of 30-inch snowshoes, so they're about half the size of my body. So when I fall down, it's like a clown trying to get up, or I think I described it as an elephant on roller skates trying to stand up on an ice rink. It's an interesting sight, and the people who have snowshoed with me laugh. Well, they're patient. They laugh behind my back, I'm sure. I laugh at my face trying to get up and trying to maneuver on these snowshoes. I'm getting better, though. This last time, I only had one fall, and it was more of a half ski down an incline, and then I just realized that I was sitting on my butt before I even knew what happened. So I have a lot of fun kind of anecdotes about things as a hefty hiker of, you know, what I've gone through on the trails. A lot of the hiking blogs that I found when I started out hiking and starting the journey was you know, these 22, 23-year-old amazing athletes who were, you know, their whole website was, I made it to the top of this 14,000-foot mountain, and I only did it an hour and 20 minutes, and, you know, if you want a trail run, you can. It's a perfect place to trail run because you've got, there's not a lot of rocks or, you know, things like that, which is great, and there's some great content out there, and there's some amazing people who do all this, but as a 40-year-old out-of-shape person who feels their knees every morning when they wake up, you know, that wasn't for me, and that wasn't, and I realized from hiking that there were a lot of people out there that were like me who seemed to really enjoy it and want to get more into it, but they didn't really know how, and they didn't, the resources that were out there for them were for people who were super athletic, young, flexible, you know, didn't make noises when they got out of bed in the morning, like my whole body cracks at this point. You know, so I wanted to have that resource for people who were a little hesitant to get out there, and to for them to be able to see that, yeah, somebody else can do this. Somebody that looks more like me can get out and do this. So a lot of the resources I have on the website are geared towards someone like me, someone who's a little bit older, a little bit, we'll say, wiser. I don't know if that works, but we'll say it. But who's maybe not in the best shape of their life, or maybe just wants to, you know, put on the quarantine, what is it now, quarantine 20 that we're all talking about? You know, maybe they did that and they're trying to get active again, and they're just a little bit nervous or embarrassed about, you know, getting out onto the trail. I embarrass myself every day, and I do it so that other people don't have to, and it's all on the website there. So, I just hadn't explained that to people who may have just found my podcast for the very first time. The podcast, though, I did start it last year. I got 23 episodes in last year, and one of my favorite parts about it is that I had 8 amazing guests on last year. It started out just as a solo podcast of me kind of doing more of like an audio diary of my trips out to like the Grand Canyon and things like that. And I realized that I've met so many cool people, and I've met like just random people on trails. And there's so many people that are doing some great things with the outdoors right now. And I wanted to introduce myself to them, and I wanted to introduce them to all of you, anybody who wanted to listen. I wanted to have that platform for people. You know, I talked to the gentleman from Legend Life After 40, who's down in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And I talked to the RaisingHikers.com, who their website is completely about, you know, hiking with kids and things like that. And Amanda from National Park Capable, you know, who's trying to find handicap and accessible trails throughout the all the national parks that are out there in the country. And I talked to most recently Yaz out in Europe about she travels solo around Europe, and about some tips and tricks. So I learned a lot of cool stuff, and I've hopefully brought some good information out to other people that are here listening to the podcast. So that was something that was exciting, and I started to realize that the podcast, I enjoy it, just doing it by myself and just kind of chatting with you. But I also think that those guests, are really fun, and they bring a new flavor to the podcast. So in 2022, my goal is definitely to have more guests. I have a couple lined up that I'm really excited about already for the first of the year, and I'll get some more lined up for the later months as well. But I'm really excited about that. I think it'll be really fun to have more of a interactive podcast throughout the year. And my goal is to try to get about 20 interviews over the course of the year this year. So we'll see how that goes. And I do want to thank everybody who kind of sticks around and listens to me ramble on. And if you have any questions, make sure you email me at fatmanlittletrails@gmail.com. If you had any questions you want me to talk about on the hiking, if you have somebody that you think might be a great guest for the podcast, just let me know. Shoot me an email, fatmanlittletrails@gmail.com. Also, I have my Instagram is probably the social media that I'm on the most. So that's just fatmanlittletrail on Instagram. Follow me there, shoot me a message, and let me know what you want to hear about, and I will try to bring it to you. Just going to wrap up this first podcast of the year. Like I said, I wanted to kind of do a wrap up and talk about a couple of goals that I had. But I just want to make sure that everybody... Don't forget to look back at all the things that you've accomplished in the year before you move on. You can't get to the top of the mountain without starting at the bottom. So think about what you did in 2021. That was your way up to the top of the mountain, and now just continue that journey in 2022. I do want to end today with a topic that I usually do, which is the hike of the week. And the hike of the week this week is several hikes, actually, but it'll make sense eventually. Capitol Reef is one of those national parks that I did this year, and it's in Utah, but it's not one of the big ones in Utah. It's like everybody talks about Arches and Canyonlands and then Bryce and Zion, and usually they skip over Capitol Reef. And I almost did that, but I ended up going to Capitol Reef, and I ended up skipping Zion because of time. And Capitol Reef was beautiful. So it has all of the kind of typical red rock that you think of in the southern Utah desert and those different like arches and things like that kind of rock formations that you think of down there. But in the middle of the park, there's like this orchard, and it's right next to this stream that's running through it, and then there's this apple, I don't even know what kind of trees they were, but there was this orchard and there's green grass, and it's just completely surreal. There's a campground. I saw a bunch of deer standing around, which, you know, wasn't what I was expecting to see in the middle of the Utah desert. Was these random deer like chewing on grass, green grass, in the middle of this park. And I found a couple of trails there that I really liked. First of all, there is one called the Hickman Land Bridge that has this one of the best arches you'll see, and you can actually get directly underneath it, which a lot of the arches in like Arches and Canyonlands and Bryce and things like that, you can see them from afar, but you can't get all that close to them, or they don't want you to get close to them because of how vulnerable they are to decay and things like that. But the Hickman Land Bridge, you can actually walk directly under, and it's really cool. But the hikes I wanted to talk about is the Grand Wash hike and then the Cassidy Arch hike. And the Grand Wash is this old river bottom, and you're walking down kind of like this riverbed, and the rocks are probably 800 feet on either side of you in just a complete perfect vertical canyon. And the canyon itself, the riverbed itself, is wide. It's probably 30 feet wide. So, you know, it's not like it's a slot canyon or anything. It is a slot canyon, but it's not a narrow slot or anything like that. And it's just absolutely stunning to walk in there and just look up onto either side and just see cliffs of these beautiful rocks and some caves and some different formations in there. And it connects two of the different roads in the park, kind of two of the main roads in the park. So you can get it from either end, but right in the middle of it is a trail to Cassidy Arch. And Cassidy Arch is, you have to climb kind of completely vertical those 800 feet to get to the kind of top of that canyon. And then you walk around kind of an edge, you flatten out and you walk around the edge for a little while. And then out of nowhere, you see this giant arch, which looks like an opening to a cave when you first see it. And then you walk over the top of all this slick rock, which was really cool, because you're just kind of like in the middle of this national park, and the trail disappears, and then you just follow these cairns that are taking you all the way to the arch. And then out of nowhere, because you can see the arch perfectly from about a mile away, and then you get on the slick rock and you can't see the arch anymore. And then by the time you get to the end where the arch is, you're standing like above the arch and looking down over the arch. And it like completely took me by surprise, because all of a sudden I'm walking and then whoop, there's a drop, there's a big pit, and then the arch is sitting right there. And it was one of the cooler things. First of all, just walking across the slick rock for about a mile was really cool. And then the other side of it was just seeing that arch and seeing it from the different perspectives. You know, from a mile away, it's this perfect, it almost looks like a, like I said, a giant cave opening. But then when you're above it, it looks like there's a little, I don't know, it just looks like a little land bridge that you kind of would walk by if you didn't even know if it was there. There was a series of ropes attached to it at one point, like to the side, so you could climb down and get under it. As a heights person, I was not a big fan of that idea. Also, as a hefty hiker, I don't believe that ropes are that strong. I know a lot of the thinner people like to belay and do things like that and rock climb and all that stuff, but I have very little faith in the ropes there. So that's my hike of the week, and that is the first podcast of 2022. I'm glad I got this one under my belt, and I'm really excited about the things yet to come for this year and the podcast and also the website. So make sure you check me out at fatmanlittletrail.com. Like I said, if you have any questions, you have any comments or anything, hit me up on social media, hit me up on fatmanlittletrail.com, or shoot me an email at fatmanlittletrails@gmail.com. I hope to see you on a trail really soon, and until then, happy hiking!